Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for joining me for this and hopefully many other episodes. The show website is CatholicSportsRadio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps. And there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can always send comments through the website. Plus, you can post thoughts, suggestions, and engage with other listeners in the show's Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There's a link for that, too, on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Please help me spread the word about the show. I'd be most grateful if you would tell others to listen in as well. And by the way, if this is your first time listening, thank you. And do go back and listen to previous episodes of Catholic Sports Radio. There have been a lot of great guests, a lot of really good testimony. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, I remember when I worked in the Olympic movement as the chief press officer for the women's softball competition at the 2008 and 2004 Summer Olympics in Beijing and Athens, respectively. Back in our world headquarters building, there was a small, rather indistinct sign in one of the offices that said, "What have you done to promote softball today?" I initially was bothered by that, thinking, that's what I'm here for. The others in the office have different jobs that they're here for. I'm the PR guy, though. But the idea was that we could all contribute. In our faith life, we shouldn't just sit back and say, spreading the word of God is just the job of the priests, not me, not us. We all can tell others of the good news. We might not be the guy, the Pope, a cardinal, a bishop, a priest, etc., but together we can all contribute in some way. Being in community, we can further the kingdom through whatever methods, whatever channels are available to us, each according to our own talents. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Among the nations, make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is the head athletic trainer for the NFL's Washington Redskins. Having started in that role in January, he had spent the previous 18 seasons as the head athletic trainer for the Carolina Panthers. Before that, he had been the Redskins' director of rehabilitation for 1 year after having started with the Miami Dolphins for 9 seasons. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Ryan Vermillion.
Bruce, thanks for having me, and thanks to Catholic Sports Radio. This is quite a privilege and an honor to be able to do this with you.
Thank you. Yeah, my pleasure. Last week on the show, we heard Phil Cuzzi, who is a Major League Baseball umpire, cite the old expression, "If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans." Ryan, you are just the latest example of that, in that I'm sure that with 18 years in with the Carolina Panthers, people, possibly you and your family included, didn't expect to see you up and move to another state and another NFL team, but clearly that's where God needed you to be next.
Yeah, you are 100% correct. I never thought I would leave Carolina. But as you said, there was a call for me to come here, and the timing was perfect. The person that I work for and the person who asked me to come here, Ron Rivera, is the type of man that I would like to follow. And he's the type of man that I would follow. And that's why I did this after 18 years. I had a great, comfortable life there in Carolina. There had been some transition within the last couple of years with ownership and with the coaching change. But when Coach Rivera, the person that he is, asked me to come here, I couldn't say no. And I know there's a plan, because I wake up some mornings and I look at myself and I go, why did I do this? what? I had it very easy in Carolina. You know, obviously the season, but, you know, the repetition. But there was a plan for me to come here, and I'm looking forward to getting the season going and working with the players and trying to achieve some victories.
Yeah, and now more than ever, people are going to see the work and the importance of a sports team's head athletic trainer, what with all the COVID-19 prevention that's having to take place. How much easier is it to deal with this added stress knowing that you go to work every day with a Heavenly Father who will always be with you?
I get a lot of help from the Heavenly Father every day, because the amount of stress, the amount of work that the league has put on the head athletic trainers and making us the infection control officers for your team, if I didn't have the Lord, if I didn't have mass, if I didn't have daily mass, if I didn't have some place to go and ask for help, I'm not sure I could do this. This is moving to a new team brings many challenges. Moving to a new team, then with the pandemic opening up and the way things close down brings many challenges. And also, we were considered essential personnel. So from day one until now, there's only a few people allowed in the building, and that's the athletic trainer and injured players. So it's been a difficult time. It's been a challenging time, but with my prayer life and with the love that I know that I have from God, I can do this, and it's something that I thank Him for every day. It's been a challenge, but I enjoy the challenge.
Nice, nice. Well, let's back up and have you share with the audience about your beginnings.
Well, I was born and raised Catholic. I was born in Miami, Florida. So my father was in the CIA. And so we traveled around the world. And my mother and father are Washingtonians, both born and raised Catholic in the Washington, D.C. area. I was born in Miami in the early 60s during the Bay of Pigs invasion. My dad was involved with that. We then moved to Washington, D.C. I went to Blessed Sacrament right up there on Chevy Chase Circle. We're just not very far from where we are now. It's funny how things have evolved.
How many siblings, how many children in the family were there?
So there's four of us. I'm the third. There's three boys, and then I have a sister younger than I am.
Okay. So both location-wise, meaning city and state, as well as the names of the schools. So where did you go for elementary school and for high school?
Sure. So Washington, D.C., I went to Blessed Sacrament. I left in the first grade and went overseas. I lived in Costa Rica.
Wow.
I lived in Panama.
Wow.
And then I came back and I went back to Blessed Sacrament. And then I went to St. John's High School in Northwest Washington, D.C. At that time, it was an all-boy Catholic military school. I went there with my two older brothers. The three of us were in high school together. We were all pretty close. My mom had three in diapers. And then in the late 70s, Miami, Florida blew up with the opening of the prisons and the Mariel boat lift. So the CIA moved my father back down to Miami.
Okay.
So I went to St. Brendan's High School, a small Catholic school in Miami. So I finished high school. So I did 2 years at St. John's and 2 years at St. Brendan's.
And Costa Rica and Panama, was there a very Catholic population in those countries that your family was able to participate in, or no?
There was, very much so. But because of my father's job, we lived within the villages and the cities. So I grew up and I went to Spanish-speaking schools. I went to a Spanish-speaking church.
Wow.
My first communion and my first communion preparation was done by my mother and father.
Wow.
Who were great influences on me in the Catholic Church. My mother is a phenomenal influence. And so they were my first major people of my faith. And so we went to a Spanish-speaking church in Costa Rica, and I did my first communion. And my mother and father were my CCD teachers. And I remember walking up to Mass, and my dad, you know, went through the whole thing with me. And we all walked up, and that was my first communion, a Spanish-speaking Mass in a little village called Bella Horizonte, Costa Rica, and a little San Rafael church.
Amazing.
So I just went to Spanish-speaking schools so when I was overseas.
How about as you started to get into your 20s, no longer being a teenager, what did your faith life look like then?
Well, I stayed at home. I lived at home. I went to the University of Miami for school, so I was able to live at home. My mother worked at the University of Miami. So with that came great benefits as a student. And that's where I got into athletic training. And I felt as if I needed to do something more in my faith. And what else could I? I like challenges. I like to challenge myself mentally, spiritually, physically. What can I do to challenge myself? So I set up a challenge of going to daily Mass. And so I went to daily Mass. And it started with one Lent. And I said, I'm going to go to daily Mass during Lent. Mm-hmm. And it evolved from that. Now, I'm going to be honest, I have not been able to do that as a father and work in athletics in the NFL. But in my early 20s, I did that. And it's funny how things happen and how things evolve. Later on, I was young, 28 years old. I was hired by the Miami Dolphins to be their head athletic trainer. It's a young, young guy. And at the time, Don Shula was their coach. Mm. And some of the people he spoke to told them that Ryan goes to Mass daily. I think that's the reason he hired me. When Don Shula, who went to daily Mass, heard that I did that, it was special. So I worked for Don Shula for 6 years with the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, for those listening that don't know Don Shula, who unfortunately passed away recently, Don Shula was very much a devout Catholic. And so as much as we joke about it a little bit, there could be some truth to the fact that he saw a fellow Catholic and thought, okay, we need to get this Ryan guy on our staff.
Right.
Listeners, if you think about Ryan's job, he's one of the first faces that a player will look up at when he's on the ground, injured and fearful, wondering how he's going to come through whatever he has suffered. But before I ask him to elaborate on that, I do want to thank the latest donor who contributed to Catholic Sports Radio. And in doing so, when I emailed this person to say thank you and ask if they wished to remain anonymous or have me say their name on the next episode, I was moved when they wrote back and said, "Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing speaks to me." And the email went on to say, "Bruce, you're doing God's work, and I was happy to help. If you think by saying I'm a donor might in any way help you, you're welcome to say whatever you would like." So I decided to fall somewhere in the middle and keep that person's identity anonymous, but share with you that aspect of it. Meanwhile, if you would like to do the same, I would be most grateful for your support. Your contribution means so much to me and helps with all the expenses that I have with this ministry. Just go to CatholicSportsRadio.net and use the Donate to CSR button to contribute securely online in whatever amount you wish. Anything helps. If you'd rather not put credit card information online, you heard me mention before that I have gotten support through check or money order via U.S. mail. Just email me, bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I will get you an address that you can send a check or money order to. This is an unpaid role that I'm in and carrying the load myself, so costs otherwise have to come out of my pocket. Pray about it and know that I do truly appreciate your support. Ryan, as I started to mention, when a player goes down, you're right there to make an assessment, and surely they want to know if they'll be okay and if and when they can get back on the field. Sometimes it could turn into "why me" or "why now, God," one of those type of situations. So how are you able to bring peace into a scary situation like that?
You're correct. I'm the first person they see, whether it's practice or in a game, you know, and when someone goes down, I try and get out there as quick as I can to help them. And it are tough time. These are the best of the best. These are the best athletes. And for the most part, they've been able to stay healthy. And that's one of the reasons why they're here. It's a fearful time because at my level, they don't know if their career is over. Mm-hmm. And it's going to end my career. And so there's a very fearful time for some of these guys. This is the first time they've ever been hurt. Is this going to end my career? What about my family? What about my future? Those are all questions that they have running through their head. I know if I come in there and I'm a sign of, or I show strength and I show that you're gonna be okay, and I show them how strong I am to help them, that makes sense. I want them to understand, look, I'm here for you. I've done this before, and we can get through this challenge together. And so it happened. Unfortunately, it just happened last week with a young player that we have here. Mm. Injured his knee, running around on his own. It just happened a week ago today, as a matter of fact. So it ended his 2020 season, but things like this happen every day. And I have to go in there and I have to earn their trust. And they have to know that I'm there. I'm here for you. I'm here to help you be the best that you can be. And that's my whole goal. My whole goal is to help them and to help prolong their careers and help them have the best career that they can have.
Well, and I love hearing about that because that's a vocation that speaks to my heart, and that, you know, I've always subscribed to the theory that it's not about us, it's about him. And so in your case, it is a very selfless position. It's not about you. You are there to help and to serve others. And that's what you're doing every single day, even now during this pandemic. What about working with players in the training room, guys who are rehabbing? Is there an opportunity to pray with them? How do you broach that subject?
Well, not just rehabbing. Early on, just with the young kid I just talked to you about, I talked to them about getting their strength from God. I talked to them. Now, you have to remember what my locker room is very diverse. I have kids who are 20, 21, 22 years old from the South. I have people who might be 30, 31, 32, 33 years old from the Northwest. Wow. So I have kids coming from all over the United States, and it's all of a sudden there's a melting pot of 70 of them in my athletic training room. Different religions, different faiths, different denominations. It's an interesting thing, but they all want to hear about God, and they want to hear about how God will give them strength, because that's what these guys are all about, strength and how can I be strong. And so I talk to them all the time that God is not going to give you anything that you can't handle. And that's something that I like to repeat to them and talk to them when they're at their lowest point. When you get hurt and you get rehabilitated and then you have surgery, those first few weeks after surgery are their lowest points. And I always tell them, God will not give you anything that you cannot handle. He knows what you can handle better than you know what you can handle. So trust in what I'm doing with you right now. Trust in me. Have faith in what I'm doing, and we'll get over these hard times. And it's something I talk about players all the time.
Beautiful, beautiful. So Sundays, of course, as we all know, are game days in the NFL. Do you just get yourself to Mass on Saturday, or does the team arrange for a priest to come in and say a Catholic Mass, both for home and away games?
Yes, the team arranges for it, and it's great. Going back to Carolina, the 18 years there, Coach Rivera made sure that there was we have a Catholic Mass, and then we have a chapel service. So there's two different masses going on at the exact, or two different services going on at the exact same time. We had such a strong men with the Panthers, coaches and players, who would go to Mass every Saturday. Whether it's home games, we would have a home hotel that we'd go to, or on the road. So much so that when we would come to an away Mass, those at home, we'd have the same priest who would come every week. But when we go on the road, you could see the surprise and all the joy in the priest's face when we all would walk in, when there'd be 15 of us walking in. I mean, he would light up and he was like going, this is great. We had such a great, diverse group of guys and coaches who would go to Mass. And a couple of years ago, we had a great guy. Greg Olson was our tight end with the team. And when he first got to the team, he would come to Mass with us. And he changed. Our sign of peace was no longer a handshake. We would hug each other. And it was 12 to 15 guys walking around hugging each other during the sign of peace. And it just, and we'd turn and we'd always say, that, you know, peace be with you to the priest. And his eyes would just couldn't get over just the love that we all had and the togetherness that we all had. And it was something that Greg started. He just said, I'm just not going to walk around and shake everybody's hand. We're all going to walk around and we're going to hug each other. And I'm sure these COVID-19 days, I'm not going to be able to do that. We'll all have to, you know, be 6 feet apart, but it was great. And so to answer your question, yes, the team makes arrangements for us to have, we have the same priest at home. And then on the road, we have a priest, a local priest will come by and say Mass for us. And it's a 30-minute service, and it's really nice.
Great, great. In 2016, you were named the Outstanding NFL Trainer of the Year. And, of course, awards are nice, but not only are we here on this earth for God's glory and not our own, but I imagine that in your role, your goal is keeping players healthy and not winning personal awards anyways, yes?
Very much so. I'm here for them, and I tell them that all the time. I said, I am here for you. My staff is here for them. My goal is to help them have the best career that they can have. You know, their success is my success. One of the things, you know, you talk about Sundays. I love leading up to Sundays. I love the work that you do with a team to prepare for game day. There's nothing better for me after 28 years of doing this is preparing a team for a game. I love Sunday. Now I get real nervous during the game, but the Monday through Saturday, the preparation that you put in to get your team ready to play, that's what I love to do. I love team sports. I love the bonding. I love the unity. If the world was like a locker room, I think we'd be a better place. If you know, it's just the meshing of a lot of individuals coming together And it's a beautiful thing.
It's great brotherhood. It's a good place for fellowship and to be in community with one another.
Yes. Yeah.
So tell the audience about your family and your home life.
Well, I married a great Catholic girl. We met at the University of Miami. She grew up in Indianapolis, Indiana. She went to Cathedral High School there in Indianapolis. I don't know if any of your listeners have ever heard of Cathedral High School. It's an incredible school in Indianapolis. So we met at the University of Miami, and we were married. We have four kids. Fortunately, they were all, for the most part, raised in Charlotte and Cornelius. We lived in the North. They all went to Catholic grade school. They went to St. Mark Elementary School in Huntersville, and they went to Charlotte Catholic High School in Charlotte. And I was able to get all of my kids through grade school and high school before this move to Washington. So that was great. And my wife is the faith's strongest faith. She's the rock for my family. Her faith and what she believes in, and her Bible study that she does still with the Women of St. Mark. She still does Bible studies with the women. She's Zoom calls and talk. She's very strong in her faith, and we've just recently joined a parish here, St. Teresa, here in Ashburn. We just recently joined that. But St. Mark was our parish in Huntersville, and all my kids graduated from school there and then graduated from Charlotte Catholic. My wife is very involved at St. Mark or in the women's Bible study and the women's groups there.
Okay, now that being said, though, talk about family time and trying to be with your wife and your children, knowing that at any moment your phone could ring at 8:40 on a Tuesday night of something that happened to a player that you have to say, sorry, family, but I need to go and deal with this.
Well, I'll give you a great story. My family's on vacation right now, and I'm sitting here talking to you because of this young kid who just got hurt. I couldn't leave him right now. You know, he's not ready for me to leave him. So they've made sacrifices. You know, my wife is phenomenal. She's also a physical therapist. She's also an athletic trainer. She gets what I do. We met in physical therapy school. She gets what I do, and she's done it herself. They have made great sacrifices because of my job, but they love it. They love team sports. They love professional football. They are all in. They went, Dad, you're fine. As long as we can keep going to games, as long as we have a team that we can root for, Dad, you do whatever you want to do.
I was going to say, they've all traded in their Panthers gear for Redskins gear.
They all have Redskins gear now. That's exactly right. My family is my strength. As I said earlier, my mom and dad started it. I got a lot of strength as an individual, as a Catholic, as a religious person, as a faithful person. I got from my mother and father. And I'm fortunate I just married the right girl. And she and I say the rosary together. She and I go to daily mass together now. Now that the kids are out of the house, we do daily mass together now. It's just, she is my rock, and she pulls me along to, you know, and she just makes sure that I'm keeping the faith and I'm doing the right thing. She's unbelievable.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I can't help but throughout this whole conversation, keep thinking of that we hear of God being the ultimate healer. And so what a blessing it is for you to be called by him to be his hands and feet in helping people find healing in the work that you do every day for, like you said, I think 28 years now in the NFL, at least.
Yeah. I'm trying to be a good example. I'm trying to help as many people as I possibly can, both physically and helping them through injury, but just also just trying to help just by doing the right thing, just leading my life the right way.
Well, Ryan, it's been great talking to you, and I thank you so much for not only being on Catholic Sports Radio, but for all that terrific work that you are doing for so many athletes. God bless you and your family.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun to do, and I appreciate your time and appreciate the time of Catholic Sports Radio as well. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And listeners, give me a little room here. I'm going to embellish this time, and instead of reading one of the prayers that I usually do, either our sportsman's prayer or some of those that I kind of go back and forth between from certain episodes to other episodes, this is very rare for me, as you know, but I'm going to just embellish this time. So let's close out in prayer together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given to us. We thank you for all the blessings that you give us daily, including those that we don't see. We thank you for people like Ryan, who you've called to be your hands and feet here on earth. We pray that we too can be of service to you, and that in everything that we do, we can bring you glory. Lord, we pray for Ryan and his family. We pray for the work that he's doing. We pray for the athletes that he will attend to, that they will all be safe, successful, and most of all, find joy in community, knowing that they are together under God, and give you glory regardless of the awards that they may or may not win. Lord, I thank you for calling me to this ministry. I pray that it will bring you joy and that we do everything in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those. C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.